I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations World Food Program says it's resuming operations in Sudan after a pause of more than 2 weeks prompted by the killing of three staff members.
The WFP said distribution of food is expected to commence in the states of Gadarif, Jazira, Kassala, and White Nile in the coming days to provide the life-saving assistance that many so desperately need right now. The WFP suspended operations when three staff members were killed in the first day of the conflict between Sudan's army and the paramilitary unit, the Rapid Support Forces. The WFP noted that more than 15 million people faced severe food insecurity in Sudan before the conflict began, and said it expects the number to grow significantly as the fighting continues. Michael Atit for VOA News, Port Sudan.
Meanwhile, the UN Human Rights Office reports hundreds of thousands of Sudanese civilians are facing violence, abuse, and exploitation while fleeing their homes in the search for safety, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
United Nations officials say there has been a dramatic deterioration in the human rights situation in the country. And this, they say, has increased the fear, deprivation, and trauma of people who are seeing their hopes for a democratic society slip away as competing forces fight for power. UN human rights spokeswoman Ervina Shamdasani says thousands of people trapped in residential areas of intense fighting are subject to mistreatment and abuse while fleeing from airstrikes and shelling. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
First Bank has become the second large regional bank with assets over $200 billion to fail in the last few weeks. Silicon Valley Bank, which was seized by the government on March 10th, First Republic catered to a wealthy clientele. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden reiterated U.S. commitment to the Philippine security and noted the deep friendship of the two nations as he hosted the Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. for White House talks. More from VOA's Anita Powell.
On Monday, Biden identified the greatest threat, obliquely, and inked a new defense cooperation agreement that will strengthen Philippine security and support military modernization.
The United States also remains ironclad in our commitment to the defense of the Philippines, including the South China Sea, and we're going to continue to support the Philippines' military modernization goals.
Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. said the archipelago nation has had a front row seat to increased tensions in the South China Sea. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
French police clashed with hundreds of black-clad anarchists in Paris and other cities during union-led protests against President Emmanuel Macron's increase in the retirement age as workers staged Labor Day rallies across Europe. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener.
In some areas, demonstrators pelted French police with Molotov cocktails and fireworks. Then, police were booed as they responded with tear gas. In Lyon, riot police were seen retreating on a bridge as projectiles were thrown. In another location, they were seen charging forward. About 200 people were arrested, officials say, as hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets in protest. After Macron last month raised the retirement age by 2 years to 64, despite widespread and multi-sector strikes.
That is Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen notified Congress on Monday that the U.S. could default on its debt as early as June 1st if legislators do not raise or suspend the nation's borrowing authority before then and avert what could potentially become a global financial crisis. In a letter to House and Senate leaders, Yellen urged congressional leaders to protect the full faith and credit of the United States by acting as soon as possible to address the $31.4 trillion limit on its legal borrowing authority. She added that it is impossible to predict with certainty the exact date of when the U.S. will actually run out of cash. Chinese electric car exporters are now starting to compete with global brands in their home markets. They're bringing fast-developing technology and low prices that Tesla's financial chief officer says are scary. I'm Tommy McNeil.